This is the BBC.
You?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe you two have met.
Oh, here's a kid. Of course. You're the chap who says this is the BBC.
Yes, I am, and I'm sick of it.
And that was evident from the way you said it.
I thought he did it rather well this week.
No, I don't agree. It lacked fire.
Well, seems to me.
Yes, I know spirit of adventure. Now, the way I do it here, you think...
You don't want to know about the way you...
Program.
Yes, well, ladies and gentlemen, whatever happens during the next 30 minutes will be beyond our ken. It's certainly beyond me. Among those taking part are Dipsley Whydock, Humphrey Tinkerton Cox, Ecstasy Lamour, the Right Honourable Sid Dunmer, Orry Potterton, Dame Mary Hackforth Witchett, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello and good evening. Now, first of all, here is a special message for all our listeners with baggy trousers. Belt up. Well, now, tonight I was going to talk to you about the problems of litter, but the producer said it was a lot of rubbish. So, instead, let me tell you about some of the things that happened to me last week. On Monday, I went to the annual holiday dinner of the Godalming Vegetarian and Nut Cutlet Society, where, with a rather cunningly arranged system of subdued lighting, they were serving a main course of roast goose. Unfortunately, they left most of the feathers on my portion, and the whole thing left me feeling a little down in the mouth. However, on Wednesday, I attended the big fancy dress ball organized by the well-known society hostess, Mrs. Alison Van Thromp. Everyone was there. Mr. Gerald Dunstan and his wife, Sir Henry Grunthorpe and his wife, Colonel Willoughby Blandings and somebody else's wife. I myself danced most of the evening with Miss Penelope Hacking Smith, a rather attractive debutante. Not a reluctant one either, because when I asked if I could take her home, she immediately agreed, so I took her home. Thursday, her parents came round and asked for her back. Friday, I spent a rather dull day at home because the television had been repaired. But on Saturday morning, I decided to do a spot of shopping. I had to get a wedding present for a friend of mine, so I popped into our local department store, Fortnite and Peabody.
Good morning, sir. Can I be of some assistance?
Well, you see, my name is Kenneth Horne.
Oh, I don't think we can help you there.
No. You don't understand. I'm looking for a wedding present.
Oh, well, there's plenty to see. I'll show you around the store.
Oh, thank you very much. By the way, are you the manager?
Oh, no, sir. I'm the store detective.
Oh, really? How interesting. Yeah, do you find there's much pilfering these days?
Oh, I should say so. Do you know at our branch at Croydon last week we lost 43 umbrellas, 2 plastic sausage cozies and a fluorescent cummerbund?
Really?
Worst case of theft was at our branch at East Grinstead.
Really? What was missing?
Our branch at East Grinstead. That's what I call shoplifting, eh? Oh, dear. Well, there's our music and record department. A lot of people are giving records as gifts, you know.
Yes, that might be an idea, too.
Man, dig that crazy beat. These cats are the most crazy, man, crazy. I'll take that one, daddy-o.
Very, very unusual. What an extraordinary chap.
Oh, not really, sir. The bishop comes in here quite often. Well, now, sir, I'll leave you to browse around, sir. I'll just attend to this young lady.
Yes, I've got a better idea. You browse around and I'll attend to the young lady. And good heavens, it's Patricia Lancaster. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm looking through some music for the show. What do you think of this one, Ken?
Well, it's got a very pretty cover, but I'm afraid I don't know it.
Oh, well, if only there was an orchestra here, I'd sing it for you now.
Would you? Yes, well, hold on a moment. Mr. Grimbold, do you happen to have such a thing as an orchestra on the premises?
Oh, funny you should ask me a thing like that. Yes, as a matter of fact, we have. It's our musical festival week, and we happen to have the entire BBC Review Orchestra here. Forward, Mr. Rabinowitz, please.
Well, good heavens, this is an incredible coincidence. It really is. I'm afraid it's going to look as if the whole thing had been planned. Oh, well, never mind. Sing, Pat.
I'm not might. Though I'll admit he's quite a hunky guy, but he's not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he, not an ounce, not a pinch. He's just an inch too short of himself for me. Well, of course, I've noticed that manly physique and that look in his eye. And I'm sure he can cut most any man down to size. He must be as fierce as the tiger when he's mad. And I bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad. But I'm not in love, not at all in love, not I, not a strong, not a head. I don't care if he's as strong as a lion, or if he has the rest of you sighing. You may be sold, but this girl ain't mine. I'm not.
Thank you, Pat. Jolly nice, too.
Well, now, sir, we haven't solved our wedding present problem, have we? I've got it. Our china department. Over here, sir. I thought of the very thing. Just get it down, will you? There. It's this week's special offer. A charming contemporary dinner service comprising...
Look out! Look out! Look out! Look out!
£365
365. What happens if it's leap year? Thank you. Rather an early leap year this year, isn't it? But I don't think I'll take it. I say, what about this?
Ooh, that's well. Of course, we do sell a lot, but not generally as wedding presents.
I must say, you don't often see them with roses round them.
Well, that's true, sir. And, of course, this particular model is rather unique.
How do you mean?
Well, listen.
And charming. I think I'll take that.
Very good, sir. I'm sure your friends will be delighted with this novel musical beer tankard. 10 guineas, please, sir.
10 guineas?
Oh, yes. Genuine Dresden china.
Oh, why is it stamped a present from Bognor?
Oh, just a printer's error.
Oh, I see. Anyway, that reminds me, I haven't fixed my holidays yet.
Oh, why not visit our Happy Holiday Travel Bureau? Just ask for Mr. Ratchet.
I will. Mr. Ratchet?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of going on holiday.
Not a splendid idea. Well, now, can we interest you in one of our special 7-day lightning coach tours of the continent? 7 countries in 7 days, including a free film show on the last day to show you where we've been.
No, I don't think so, thank you.
It doesn't appeal, sir. Very well. And how about Spain? Dark, mysterious, intriguing, romantic, exotic, pulsating, and dirt cheap.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, never mind.
Well, look, that poster there, that looks an attractive place.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of the hot sun beating down on the white stucco walls and that glorious stretch of golden sand sweeping down to a cobalt sea with the white-sailed yachts dancing on the water.
Yeah, Birkenhead.
I've gone off it.
Well, look, Sally, let's approach this thing sensibly. There's a globe of the world over there. Why don't you just go over and sort yourself out? And when you've made up your mind, come back and I'll be happy to make the arrangements.
Good idea.
Right, some people. Two different worlds we hello? Yes, happy holiday travel, Bureau. Yes, August bank holiday? Right, yes. 2 second-class day returns to Southend. Yes. Thank you, Sir Barnard. Good day. Ah, so is that.
Yes, I'm sorry to be a nuisance, but have you got another globe?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I just can't decide. Can't you possibly suggest where I should go?
I could, sir. We don't run trips, sir. Now, look, how about Shuddering Sands?
Oh, is that a good resort?
Oh, it's more of a last resort. Here's their brochure. Read it for yourself. Good day.
Good day. Shuddering Sands. Well, now, let's see what it says.
Hello there, holiday makers. So you decided on Shuddering Sands for a sunshine holiday. Here are some of the attractions which will make your holiday the one you'll never forget. The Candy Floss Works Brass Band will, as usual, attract many people to the beach. They'll be playing every day in the park. Music of a different nature is provided with the afternoon concerts of classical works in the tea gardens. A wit on the council has described this event as tea and symphony.
And I hope he wasn't re-elected.
One special feature this year is the human bird man, who takes off from the tower twice nightly and can be seen flying around the west coast. If windy, the east coast. Finally, there is our concert party at the end of the pier. Yes, there they are again, not only by popular demand, but also because they've been cut off by the tide since last year. Yes, your visit to Shuddering Sands is not complete without seeing the sequinets.
Oh, no, I can't possibly read any more about Shuddering Sands. And as for the sequinettes, well, I haven't actually seen them, but can't you just imagine what their little show is like?
It's time to say hello and welcome to the show. It's time for introductions to be made. We'd like you all to know our introductory show, Sequinettes.
Meredith Frinton, entertaining you with puppetry and dancing, and of course a song or two.
And I'm Elsie Blossom. I'm known as Soubrette. I do a bit of everything, and I'm not married yet.
I'm, of course, the baritone. My name is Stanton Hope. You've probably all seen me doing ads for toilet soap. You get a little luckier each day.
And I am the soprano of television fame. No, don't look at your programs. It's Myra Tremaine.
I'm Penny Fox, the comic. Some people say a star. If you like the jokes I tell, you'll find me in the bar.
We've introduced ourselves now.
That seems to be the lot.
Wait a minute, everyone. There's someone we forgot.
Yes, of course, it's our producer, manager and star, ladies and gentlemen, Hedley Clangle.
Well, now, boys and girls, after that spot of fun, it's time to introduce you to our baritone, Stanton Hope.
And good evening. I've chosen first to sing a very popular ballad of yesteryear, The Maytree. Thank you. In my garden grew, as pretty as can be, there were little pink blossoms in her hair, but lonely and sad was she. She pined for a nearby oak tree, she never knew the bliss of being held in the oak tree's boughs, or the thrill of an oak tree's kiss. The winds of March came blowing and blew with such a force that the oak tree was nearly uprooted, but the May tree stood firm of the course. She sturdily held the oak tree, her branches held him fast, and when later I saw the oak and May, I knew it was love. At last, the two young trees are married now, and I'd like you all to know
Mayflowers bloom from the old oak tree, and the May tree bears mistletoe.
Well, all good things must come to an end. We do hope that if you liked our little show, you'll tell all your friends about it.
If you didn't keep your trap shut.
But seriously, though, don't forget a complete change of program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And our next show is program number 35. So if you're ready, boys and girls, this is the Secretnet signing off.
Oh, has it been a lovely evening? We hope you had a lovely time. We tried to do our best with song and many guests, and now we say farewell in rhyme. It's really getting awfully late now. The time has come for us to go. We will not say bonsoir, but merely au revoir. We'll be seeing you again.
So I decided to go to Bournemouth. For one thing, the standard of entertainment is much higher. I mean, this year, you can hear, for example, our very own Malcolm Mitchell Trio, who are here now to play Blue Tail Fly.
Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. My master's gone away. When I was young, I used to wait on my master and give him his plate, and pass the bottle when he got dry, and brush away the blue tail fly.
Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. Jimmy Crack on the Light of Care. My master's gone away.
One day he ride around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. One chance to bite him in the thigh,
the devil take the blue-tailed fly.
Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. My master's gone away.
The pony run, he jumped, he pitched, he threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why.
The verdict was the blue tail fly. They lay him under a cinnamon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie,
the victim of the blue tail fly.
Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. Jimmy Crack on, and I don't care. My master's gone away. The victim of the blue tail
fly. With a special Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, each week at this time, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators will bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And tonight, we present a close-up on books, what the public are reading.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Well, to start our inquiry, I paid a visit to a little bookshop just off the Charing Cross Road, and pushing my way through a crowd of elderly gentlemen busy copying down phone numbers from the advertisements outside, I went in and spoke to the proprietor.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, what sort of books do you sell here?
You're not a policeman, are you?
Certainly not, no.
Well, in that case, they've got all sorts of books, you know. Fiction, adventure, travel, biography, all sorts.
Yes, but which do you sell most of?
Those in the plain wrappers.
No, I see it.
Mind you, last week I did sell 400 copies of Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Did you, my Joe?
Yes, of course I had to put a different cover on it, you know. Nice bit of stuff she was, too. Oh, you'll have to excuse me, here's another customer.
My dear sir, this book you sold me last week, The Bad Woman of Tunbridge Wells, is absolutely disgusting. I've never read anything quite so sordid in the whole of my life. Have you got the sequel?
Certainly, sir, here it is. Son of the Bad Woman of Tunbridge Wells.
So much for the bookshops. On the other hand, for the really discriminating reader, there is, of course, the government stationery office.
Oh, hello. Of course, we've got something for everyone here. Who could fail to be absolutely fascinated by some of our recent publications? For instance, take oxyacetylene welding for beginners. Oh, it's such fun. All you need is a cylinder of oxygen and a pair of sunglasses, and you can play for hours.
Well, now I've read that. It's too exciting.
Marvelous. But you know, my favorite is our latest, a real bestseller. Yes, it is. It's the survey by the Commissioners of Inland Revenue on the incidence of monetary transference within the allied companies of the heavy-duty steel wire string and blast furnace corporation of Hemel Hempstead. Yes.
Fascinating.
Oh, it is. It's one long, merry romp, you know. And it's written by the same team that gave you glass blowing for the over 80.
Yes, but now, what are the public reading? Well, the only reliable source is the public library, and our reporter, Cecil Snaith, is waiting for us now outside one of London's leading libraries.
Well, I'm standing here now, just outside the main entrance of this very great centre of learning. Here, books can be obtained on any subject you care to mention. It has, in fact, the most comprehensive collection of books to be found anywhere in the world. In a few moments, I'm going inside to talk to the chief librarian, Miss Parkinson, who has been in charge here for a great many years and is acknowledged to be one of the most foremost experts on literature. Where better than to find out exactly about reading and the habits of the public? I'm going inside now. There is Miss Parkinson, now at the far end of the shelves. Miss Parkinson, I wonder if you could... With that, we return you to the studio.
Thank you, Cecil Snaith, one of our most brilliant commentators. And now let's turn from the people who read to the people who write, the authors. Well, being an author isn't always easy. Often it takes months of tedious preparation and ceaseless hard work to produce the finished novel. But what a wonderful feeling of achievement when that moment is finally reached. And no wonder that the author wishes to share his moment of triumph with a close friend.
Thank goodness it's finished at last. Come in. Oh, Rodney, how good of you to come.
I wouldn't have missed this moment for anything, Charles. Finally finished the book.
Yes. Oh, Rodney, I can't tell you how glad I am it's all over.
Was it beastly?
No, I dare the agony I went through with this one. Plot wouldn't come right. Characterizations eluded me. There were days when I just could not write a word. But now, at last, it's done.
Read it to me, Charles.
Very well. Cuddly Bunny popped his little pink nose out of the rabbit hole. Good morning, world, he said.
Turning now to crime, we immediately think of that celebrated authoress, Agatha Trist, who, with some 450 books, 27 plays, and 3 or 4 films to her credit, is undoubtedly a unique phenomenon in the literary world. Unique, perhaps, because Agatha Trist herself is a rather genteel, middle-aged lady of simple tastes who lives in the seclusion of a quiet house in the country. The other day, one of our reporters went down to take tea with Miss Trist.
Thank you, Jenkins. That will be all.
Very good, madam.
Now, Mr. Marshall, how many lumps for you?
Two, please, thank you. Now, Miss Trist, how did you first become interested in the subject of crime?
Well, you see, it's such a fascinating subject. I don't think anyone can fail to be interested in the play of human emotions involved in crime and its solution. You see, I look upon each of my little tales as a challenge to be met.
Well, you certainly succeeded. I suppose it is really quite difficult to be constantly thinking of new situations and methods of murder.
Well, of course, I am experimenting all the time. For instance, your tea.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's quite a new poison. My husband discovered it in India.
What? You mean that...
You rang, madam?
Yes, Jenkins. Put this gentleman in the gun room with the other.
Very good, madam.
Oh, and Jenkins.
Yes, madam.
Show in the book critic from the Radio Times.
So much for the books of today, but what of the future? Well, the trend is towards talking books, the putting on record of the classics of literature. Soon, perhaps, we will no longer read our favorite books, but settle down in the evenings and listen to them on gramophone records.
Do not muse at me, my most worthy friend. I have a strange infirmity, which is nothing to those that know me. Come, love and health to all.
Man, dig that crazy reading! This cat is the most. Go, man, go!
Well, there you are. This is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought. Is it better to have loved a short girl than never to have loved at all? You might have been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Ron Moody, Patricia Lancaster, the Malcolm Mitchell Trio, and the BBC Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Menneman and Barry Took. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jakes Brown.